بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the perfect 99 names of Allah. Last week, we started this series of classes by learning about the importance of knowing the perfect names of Allah. Actually, we learned that we must learn the perfect names of Allah for the following reasons. Number one, learning the names of Allah is the way to enter the paradise. As mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who said, Allah the Exalted has 99 names, 100 less one. Whoever then enumerate these names will enter the paradise. So if you learn the 99 names of Allah, inshallah, you will enter the paradise. What is the meaning of learning these names? This means to know the names, to know its meaning, to believe in them, and to worship Allah through these names, to call on Allah through these names. Number two, we are learning the names of Allah because the study of Allah's names is the most noble of all sciences. Number three, knowledge of the names of Allah is the basis of all other knowledge. Number four, calling upon Allah, praising Him by these names is one of the greatest deeds and best forms of remembrance of Allah. In the Holy Quran, in Surah number 7, verse number 180, Allah the Almighty commanded us to call on Him by His names. Alaykum as-salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه سيجزون ما كانوا يعملون.
And all the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on Him by them and leave the company of those who belie or deny His names. They will be requited for what they used to do.
So, actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is commanded us to call on Him by these names. Okay? This means that when you call on Allah, you say, O Allah, the most merciful. O Allah, you are the provider. O Allah, you are the sustainer. O Allah, you are the most forgiving. When you call on Him, try to call on Him by these names, because this is a command of Allah, and inshallah, Allah will answer your call when you call Him by His names. Also, we learned that learning the names and attributes of Allah is the way to love Allah the Almighty. When we believe that Allah is the most merciful, Allah is the all-powerful, Allah is the most forgiving, we will feel that we have only Allah to save us from all the problems, Allah the provider, the sustainer. We will love Allah the Almighty through learning His names and attributes. We also learn that Allah's names and attributes is the most important of all the subjects in the Quran. The Holy Quran have five main subjects. One of them is the names of Allah and attributes. This is one of the main subjects of the Holy Quran. So we must learn about the names of Allah and attributes, because it is one of the most important subjects of the Holy Quran. Now we will start by learning the verses of the Quran where the perfect names of Allah are mentioned. We will start by Surah number 17, verse number 111. Surah number 7, verse 111. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا.
breath.
Say, O Muhammad, invoke Allah or invoke the Most Gracious by whatever name you invoke Him. It is this, for to Him belong the best names, and offer your salat, neither aloud nor in a low voice, but follow a way in between.
Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is again guiding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his followers to invoke on Allah using these names, okay? The names of Allah, the best names, the perfect names of Allah. We will read again about the best and the perfect names of Allah from Surah number 20, verse number 8. I am giving you the verses of the Quran where the perfect names of Allah are mentioned. Okay, Surah number 20, verse number 8. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. Surah number 20, verse number 28.
Allah, la ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He. To Him belong the best names.
Okay. We will read also from Surah number 59, verse number 24. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. 59:24. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
He is Allah, the creator of all things, the bestower of forms. To Him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorify Him. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Thank you very much. So actually, sister, these are the verses of the Quran where the best names of Allah are mentioned. And actually today, inshallah, we will start by the first of the 99 perfect names of Allah. And it is, the name is Allah. Okay, this is the first name of Allah, is Allah. Okay? And through learning about the names of Allah, we will learn the meaning and we will learn what we are supposed to, how to come close to Allah through that name, inshallah, and how to love Allah the Almighty through that name, inshallah. Regarding Allah, Allah is a proper noun that refers to that perfect and absolute divine self. Okay? So again, Allah is a proper noun that refers to the perfect and absolute divine self. Okay? The God. Okay, thank you. Allah means the one who has the power to create the entities. The one who has all the power to create the entities. In other words, all of Allah's beautiful divine names and attributes are summed up in the word Allah. Okay? So Allah, okay, equal to the summary of all the beautiful divine names and attributes of our Lord. Okay? In Arabic, what the meaning of the word ilah? Okay, ilah means God. Okay? So ilah in Arabic means God. Okay? And ilah in Arabic means to worship. Okay? So Allah in Arabic means the one whom we worship, or the one all the creatures worship, the one all creatures seek refuge with. This is the meaning of the God in Arabic. Ilah is the one whom all the creatures worship, the one whom all the creatures seek refuge with. Okay, this is the meaning of ilah in Arabic. Okay, the name Allah is mentioned in the testimony of Islamic monotheism. There is no God but Allah. Okay? What is the importance of the name Allah? The name Allah is a very special name. Why? Because all the names and attributes are summed up in that name. Okay? I will clarify to you this now by a lot of examples from the Holy Quran. This is number one. Number two, regarding the name of Allah, why it is very special? Because it is mentioned in the testimony of Islamic monotheism, there is no God but Allah. You cannot be a Muslim except when you believe that there is no God but Allah. You cannot say there is no God but the most merciful. You cannot say there is no God but the sustainer, the provider. No, you must say there is no God but Allah. This name, the name of Allah, is the only name which must be mentioned when you say the Islamic testimony. So now we will start to learn more about the name Allah from the Holy Quran. Okay? Actually, we will recite now different verses of the Quran which mention the name of Allah with the meaning that it is the only God to be worshipped. Okay? The name Allah, you know, it is a little bit complicated because when you mention God in Islam, this means Allah. But still Allah, the word Allah is one of 99 names. Okay, this is how Allah is a little bit confusing. You know, when we pray to Allah, okay, in our supplication every week, what we say? We say, oh Allah. But still the word Allah is one of 99 names. But I cannot say, oh most forgiving. Oh, most merciful. No, I say, oh Allah. Why, oh Allah? Because the word Allah or the name Allah summed up all the names and attributes of Allah. So it is the name which is mostly used when we call on Allah, oh Allah. This class is regarding the nine names of Allah. We will recite a lot from the verses of the Quran. Okay, number one, you are getting the reward of recitation of the Quran. With every letter, you are getting 10 good deeds. So when you read a lot of Quran, you are rewarded highly. Number two, you become more closer to the Quran. Number three, you become more closer to the names and attributes of Allah. Number four, you love Allah, the Almighty, more and more when you know about His names and attributes. So, let us start now by learning the verses of the Quran, where the name Allah is mentioned in regarding to the meaning there is none who deserve worship except Allah. We will start by Surah number 112, the sincerity, because this is the very important surah regarding to who is Allah.
Allahu Samad, Lam Yulid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yulalu Kufuwan Ahad.
Can you read this in English?
Say, O Muhammad, He is Allah, the One, Allahu Samad, Allah, the self-sufficient Master, whom all creatures need. He begets not, nor was He begotten. And there is none co-equal or comparable to Him.
So actually, sisters, regarding this verse of the Quran, okay, regarding this chapter of the Quran, chapter 112, which is the sincerity, okay, I want you to know that the word Allah say, He is Allah, okay? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. He is Allah the One. Okay, Allah is describing Himself in this verse of the Quran. Allah is clarifying to us who is Allah, okay, in this verse of the Quran. Allah is the One. Allah is the self-sufficient. He begets not, nor was He begotten. There is none co-equal to Him. Accordingly, the name Allah, okay, refer to the perfect and absolute divine self. Okay, this is the meaning of the name Allah. Okay, now we will read again and again about the name Allah from the Holy Quran related to the fact that Allah is the only God who deserves to be worshipped. Surah number 2, verse number 255, which is actually Ayat al-Kursi. This is the best verse of the Holy Quran. And the best verse of the Holy Quran is related to the names and attributes of Allah. So that we can imagine how it is very important to learn about the names of and attributes of Allah, because the best verse of the Quran is related to the names and attributes of Allah. Surah number 2, verse number 255. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Allah, la ilaha illa huwa, the right to be worshipped but He, al hayyul qayyum, who sustains and protects all that exists, neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is he that can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what happens to them in this world and what will happen to them in the hereafter, and they will never compass anything of His knowledge except that which He wills. His mercy extends over the heavens and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them. And He is the Most High, the Most Great.
Actually, sister, I need to clarify to you that becoming a Muslim means that you must become close to the Quran. Okay, you cannot be a Muslim or a true believer in Allah except when you have a strong bond with the Holy Quran, when you know the Holy Quran, when you become close to the meanings of the Holy Quran and the rules of the Holy Quran, so that it will become the way of life for you as a true believer in the oneness of Allah. So reciting a lot of verses of the Quran will make the Quran more closer to your heart, and your heart will be more familiar with the language of the Quran, because these are the words of Allah the Almighty. You cannot become close to Allah, you cannot pray with sincerity, you cannot follow the rules of Allah, you cannot be a true believer in Allah except when you have a good continuous relation with the verses of the Quran. And this is one of the benefits of these classes, is that your spirit will become close to the language of the Quran. This is Allah is talking to you from with His words from the Holy Quran. So this, at least, this is a very good or a very important blessing regarding learning about the names and attributes of Allah the Almighty. Surah number 3, verse number 2. I will keep on giving you all the verses of the Quran one by one, in one chapter, one by one. Now we will move from chapter 2 to chapter 3, and we will start chapter 3, verse number 2. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
Allah, la ilaha huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He, Al-Hayyul Qayyum, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists.
So again, sisters, I want you to realize that the name Allah is a very special name, because all the attributes are related to the name Allah. Allah is starting by Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living, the sustainer, the protector. Okay? All these names are related to Allah. Okay? We will move now to surah, the same surah, surah number 3, verse number 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
Allah bears witness that la ilaha huwa, none has the right to be worshipped but He, and the angels and those having knowledge. He always maintains his creation in justice. La ilaha huwa, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
We will move now to again and again, sisters, we are reciting Allah is, Allah is, Allah is. Okay, this is the name of Allah. We will move now to Surah number 6, verse, chapter number 6, verse number 102. 6-102. الرحمن الرحيم ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
Such is Allah, your Lord, لا إله إلا هو, the creator of all things. So worship him alone, and he will is the wakil over all things.
So again, sisters, Allah the Almighty is informing us in this verse that such is Allah your Lord. Okay? This is the name of Allah. Okay, the first name, Allah, is your Lord. When you mention that our Lord is Allah. I cannot say, I can say my Lord is the most powerful. My Lord is the all-forgiving. But when I say, give me one name which has all the meaning regarding to the names and attributes of Allah, it is Allah. Your Lord is Allah, and then he start to mention the creator, the sustainer, okay, the trustee, whatever, but the name number one is Allah. We will move now to Surah number 18, verse number 111 and 10, and again 110. Surah number 18, verse number 110. Again and again, sister, for you especially, you need to come close to the Quran. In these classes, you will recite a lot of the verses of the Quran. This is the only way to come close to Allah, is to come close to the Quran. We will read now from Surah number 18, verse number 110. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا.
Say, I am only a man like you. It has been revealed to me that your Ilah, God, is one Ilah. So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Lord, let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner in the worship of his Lord.
We will move now, sisters, to chapter number 20, and we will read verse number 8 and verse number 14. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. Number 8.
Allah, لا إله إلا هو, to him belong the best names.
We will read now verse number 14. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. I will read this one because I want to tell you the meaning. Verily I am Allah. When Allah referred to himself in the Holy Quran, he used the name, one of his names, of his 99 names, the name Allah. So Allah is saying, verily I am Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but I. So worship me and perform as-salah for my remembrance. So this is the name of Allah, the only one we are supposed to worship. We will move now in the same chapter, chapter number 20, to verse number 98.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما إلهكم الله إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما.
Okay,
Your ilah is only Allah. La ilaha huwa. He has full knowledge of all things.
Rahim, we'll move now to chapter 20, verse 88. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ولا تدع مع الله إلها آخر لا إله إلا هو كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه له الحكم وإليه ترجعون.
And invoke not any other Allah along with Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but He. Everything will perish except His face. He is the decision, and to Him you all shall be returned.
Okay. We will move now to chapter 35, verse number 3. 35, verse number 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 35, 3. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون.
O mankind, remember the grace of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the sky and the earth? La ilaha illahuwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He. How then are you turning away from Him?
My sister, the name Allah is the name which is mentioned by all the messengers when they invite their people to worship the only God who deserves worship, as He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. All the messengers of Allah told their people to worship one God, they used the name Allah. Okay, now I will give you the proof for this, okay, that all the messengers, including Jesus, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Yusuf, Prophet Saleh, Hud, Nuh, and Shu'aib, we will learn that all the messengers, when they call their people all the time, okay, before Islam, when they call all their people to worship Allah, the same name and the only name, Allah. This is the name used for the messengers to call their people. We will start with Jesus. Okay, we will read from Surah number 5, verse 116 and 17, so that we have the proof from the Holy Quran that Prophet Jesus, okay, peace be upon him, he called his people to worship none but Allah, so that there will be no way for anyone to say that Prophet Jesus was calling his people to worship him. This is wrong. He called his people to worship Allah. We will read now from Surah number 5, verse number 116 and 17. In many verses of the Quran, Jesus said, "My Lord is Allah." But in these two verses of the Quran, there is a conversation between Allah and Jesus, Prophet Jesus, where he said to Allah, "You are my Lord, and I am calling the people to worship you." Okay?
He said, I didn't say to anyone to worship me.
Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن أعبد الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد. We will read also 118. إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. I will read these verses to clarify the meaning for you, sisters. Allah is saying, and remember when Allah will say on the day of resurrection, O Isa, Jesus, son of Maryam, Mary, did you say unto men, worship me and my mother as two gods besides Allah? He will say, this is Prophet Isa will say, glory is to you. It was not for me to say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would surely have known it. You know what is in my inner self, though I don't know what is in yours. Truly you and only you are the all-knower of all that hidden and unseen. Never did I say to them aught except what you, Allah, did command me to say. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them while I dwelt among them. But when you took me up, you were the watcher over them, and you are a witness to all things. This is a great warning. Continue saying in number 8, punish them, they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, verily you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. So again and again, sister, this is the proof which will be a fact on the day of resurrection, when Prophet Jesus will say to all the Christians that he called them to worship only Allah, and he is not responsible for them, and he is not responsible, you know, for that great sin, and he will not speak on their behalf, because he will say to Allah that Allah is the witness over that Jesus was a witness when he was around. But when Allah took him, Allah is the watcher over them. This is the proof that we are supposed to worship none but Allah. It is related to the name Allah which we are learning today. We will read now about Prophet Yusuf from Surah number 12. Now regarding Yusuf from Surah number 12, verse 39 and 40, how he called Allah, he called his people to worship none but Allah, the same name of Allah which all messengers used to call their people to worship one God. Surah number 12, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 39. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا صاحبي السجن أرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. O two companions of the prison, are many different lords better or Allah, the one, the irresistible. Do you don't worship besides him but only names which you have named, you and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The command is for none but Allah. He has commanded that you worship none but Him. That is the true straight religion, but most men know not. You see, sisters, let us stop here. Alhamdulillah, we are learning about the name of Allah, but this is the true facts of the Quran, which actually we always need to remember. Allah said that He is commanding all His creatures, okay, to worship none but Him. Okay, but Allah said that this is the straight religion, but most men know not. You know, again and again, we must have some time to reflect on these verses of the Quran. Allah the Almighty is clarifying in the Holy Quran that most of the human being will not worship Him alone. Okay, sisters, when you recite these verses of the Quran, and you believe that Allah chose me to worship Him only, this means that I am a very special case. Why? Because Allah is mentioning in His book that most men know not. Most men worship gods beside Allah. Most men are not following the straight religion. Most men are actually in confusion and in darkness. And again, sisters, because you are referred to live in darkness in the worldly life, okay, is a very big problem. Okay? But the biggest problem and the biggest disaster and the biggest trial will be on the Day of Judgment. Because this life will end. 30 years, 50 years, 100 years, 105 years, it will come to an end. Okay? But the problem is the other life, which is eternal. In the eternal life, everyone will be very keen to be saved because it is eternal. Okay? So how come most of the people are supposed, or the Muslim, to recite the Holy Quran? This is why I am clarifying that these classes regarding the names of Allah are very, very beneficial regarding recitation of a lot of verses of the Quran, becoming close to the message of the Quran. This is the most important message of the Holy Quran. Most of the people are not following the right path. Most of the people are not worshipping only Allah. Most of the people are not on the right track. Okay? So, when I recite this verse of the Quran, I must have time to reflect. In reality, I am worshipping others besides Allah? Yes. Yes, most of the people are worshipping the wealth, their husbands, their kids. Allah is not the most important priority. Allah is not the one we are following His commands. Allah, the Almighty, has rules. Who is following the rules of Allah, the Almighty? We are not following the rules of Allah, the Almighty. We are not living our life according to the rules of the Holy Quran. Are we convinced or not? This is a very big problem. Are we true believers or not? This is another problem. On the Day of Judgment, I am a believer in the Day of Judgment or not? This is the third problem. If I am a true believer in the Day of Judgment, I must prepare myself for the Day of Judgment. To prepare yourself for the Day of Judgment, you need to learn this message. Because this is my way of life. If I don't know this book, I will not have a way of life. In every aspect of my life, I need to learn the rules of the Quran. In everything, whatever I say, my words are supposed to be according to the rules of the Quran. My behavior with all the people, my manners, everything is supposed to be from the Holy Quran, because this is my reference in the worldly life. But most of the people, they don't know what are the rules of the Holy Quran. They don't recite the Holy Quran. They don't understand the meaning of the Holy Quran. So the question is, are we true believers in the Day of Judgment? Yes. When you ask any Muslim, they will tell you, yes, of course, we are true believers in the Day of Judgment. Very good. So why you don't know anything about the questions of the Day of Judgment? We will be questioned on the Day of Judgment in relation to the rules of the Holy Quran. And unfortunately, and in reality, mostly we are not following the rules of the Quran with sincerity, with belief, for the sake of Allah. Mostly, Muslims are not. Actually, I'm clarifying this in my classes in Arabic. You know, in every class, I always repeat the same meaning. We are not. So what is the problem with us? If we are not true believers in the Day of Judgment, we are not true believers. So, if we give zakat, charity, if we fast the month of Ramadan, if we go to Hajj, this will not be enough for us on the Day of Judgment, because the most important on the Day of Judgment is the belief in the oneness of Allah. This is the most important. In the scale لا إله إلا الله, there is no God but Allah is the most, the heaviest. If you believe in it and if you live according to there is no God but Allah. Not only to fast and to pray, because most of the people are praying and most of the people are fasting and I am like all the people. This is not the belief, sisters. You know, we need to face the reality. I need to face the reality today. Because I may die tonight. I may die on tonight while I am cheating myself. I am the best Muslimah. I am giving classes. I am always in the masjid. I am living with the Quran. Sister, hold on. Are you a true believer in the oneness of Allah? In reality, with sincerity, for the sake of Allah, or you are just showing off for the sake of the Muslim community to have some respect and to feel that you are a special case calling for Allah in the masjids of America. This is the most important, sisters. The most important is to realize that I am in need of belief in the oneness of Allah. I need it. I need to believe in the oneness of Allah. I need to believe that I have one God, only Allah. I have to feel that Allah is in my life in every time, in every minute and in every second I am living this life with Allah, the Almighty, the one who has the 99 names and He has the best attributes in life. I need this feeling. I am not alone. I am not confused. I am not in the darkness. I am not following the people whom they know not. I am not wasting my life. This is the issue. Most of the human beings are wasting their life for the sake of what? Yesterday I was having some time of reflection and I was just thinking, I will sleep and wake up. I will eat meat today, inshallah. Tomorrow I will eat fish. After tomorrow chicken. I will return again to meat. I am fed up with the meat. What I will eat? Why I will wake up in the morning? This is summer time. I am not busy much. What will happen? Why I am here? What is the meaning of all of this? Suppose my kids will leave me. My husband will forget me. Whom I am? What is this life? What is the end? This is the reality. This is the reality of the worldly life. People are extremely busy. With what? Going to Galleria, going to Galveston, going to... What? This is not the reality of the worldly life, sisters. To overwhelm yourself with a lot of activities so that you don't have any time to reflect on the reality. The reality is that we are Allah's slaves living in a test which has trials and hardships. And at the end, we will die. We will leave this life. And you know, I'm clarifying this to you, sisters, because every day I read Houston Chronicle, the city and the state. I mentioned this to you before about, you know, the dead people. Okay, I read it every day. Those whom, you know...
The reminder.
Yes, as a reminder. And when you read, I noted that most of the people were very successful. That man had a lot of awards. That man was very rich. This woman was very beautiful. This one was very successful. And at the end, what is the end? Handful of dust. That's it. Handful of dust. Suddenly. And you always read, after a long battle with cancer, pancreas, after a long battle with breast cancer, after a long battle with muscle dystrophy. So still, there's some time before the end. Which only Allah knows how, you know, the end will come. This is also a very big issue in life. So why we don't have Allah in our life? So that He will take care of us, especially before the end. Because the end will be drama. You know, sisters, we must realize this. But escaping all the realities of life, okay, getting it out of our mind, I am very busy today, I will go out, I will enjoy time, I will enjoy the summer, I will enjoy what? Enjoy what? Be realistic. And when you will be a realistic Muslim or true believer, you will have Allah in your life correctly. Accordingly, your life will have a meaning. I am here because I am in the test. I am here because I am trying to do good deeds. I am here because I am slave of Allah. The end will come. Yes, I know. Inshallah, for me, it will not be the start of the new life, the start of the trip to paradise. I am looking forward for this. My life has a meaning. Your life will not have a meaning, sisters, if you don't have the Holy Quran in your life. Because you will be confused. Because there are a lot of issues which actually will you will be busy with. And you will not have any time for the Holy Quran. And when someone will ask you, are a Muslim? Yes, I am a Muslim. I am looking for the month of Ramadan to fast. And also to recite the Quran if I have time. This is not the true belief in the oneness of Allah. And this is not the life of the true believer. And you can notice that there are many Muslims whom they are fasting, but they are lying. And they are hypocrites. And they are not honest. And they are not doing their work. And they treat people in a very bad way. So this means that just to, you know, to do the five pillars of Islam, or to follow the five pillars, the four pillars of Islam. Because number one, there is no God but Allah, is the most important. If you live, there is no God but Allah, you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah. We always forget about there is no God but Allah, and we try to fulfill the other four pillars. But if you forget about there is no God but Allah, you will never have sincerity in your prayer. Never. You will just say Allahu Akbar, and you will pray having a lot of ideas in your mind at the same time, and you will say Assalamu Alaikum, Assalamu Alaikum, all praise to Allah, I finished my prayer. This is not the prayer which is accepted by Allah the Almighty. The most important is the sincerity. How I will be sincere with Allah if I don't know Him? I don't know who is He. I don't know about His power, His will, His provision. I don't know anything about Him. But I am praying. I am a Muslim. I am a true believer. Let me, pray and get rid of or finish my prayer quickly, because I have a lot of issues in my life. No, sisters. Unfortunately, we are cheating ourselves, believing that I am on the right track. The right track, sisters, is in the belief in the oneness of Allah, to live with Allah, to follow the rules of Allah, to have Allah. This is the word of Allah will be in your spirit 24 hours, while you are eating, while you are working, while you are teaching, while you are before sleeping, when you living with your enjoying, when you are enjoying the television, you remember Allah the Almighty. And when I remember Allah, I will not watch something which I am not supposed to watch. Only for the sake of Allah. I will not say something I am not supposed. I will not do something I am not supposed. Only for the sake of Allah the Almighty. I am clarifying to you this, sisters, because this is the most important regarding the belief in the name of Allah. Okay? To have Him, the Divine Self, in your spirit all the time. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned the name of Allah, referring to the absolute and perfect divine self in the following hadith regarding worshipping one God. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find Him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah, and if you seek help of Allah. Know that if the nation were together to benefit you with anything, it would not benefit you except with something that Allah has already prescribed for you, and that if they gather together to harm you with anything, they would harm you only with something Allah has already prescribed for you. So this is the most important regarding the belief in the name of Allah, Allah, is that be mindful of Allah.
Can you make a copy of that?
When you want, if you want to remember Allah as one of the names of Allah, always say to yourself, okay, I must be mindful of Allah because I will find Allah in front of me all the time, 24 hours. I am mindful of Allah because I will find Him in front of me. You will find Allah in your spirit all the time. When someone treats you in a bad way or unexpected way or a disaster happen or you lose something, okay, or you are in a difficult situation, you will feel Allah in your spirit. You will feel Allah with all His attributes and names. As we learn that the name Allah equals to all the names and attributes of Allah, which we will learn inshallah in detail in these classes. If you feel Allah in your spirit, this will give you all the power and all the tranquility and peace which you are in need of. None can give you any peace, tranquility or power except when you feel Allah in your spirit. When you feel Allah in your mind, when you feel Allah, that Allah, the Lord, is with me. Okay, sisters, let us continue with the name of Allah, which is mentioned in the verses of the Quran. We will read now four verses of the Quran, which inshallah will help us to become more close to the name Allah, and we will continue inshallah. From Surah number 27, from verse 15 to verse 64, in order to realize that the name Allah refers to all the attributes of our Lord. Surah number 27, verse number 59.
الله الرحمن الرحيم قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون أمن خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون أمن جعل الأرض قرارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل لها رواسي وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا أإله مع الله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإله مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ومن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون أمن يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ومن يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أإله مع الله قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون.
Say, praise and thanks are to Allah and peace be on His slaves whom He has chosen. Is Allah better or that you ascribe as partners? Is not He who created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you water from the sky, whereby we cause to grow wonderful gardens full of beauty and delight? It is not in your ability to cause the growth of their trees. Is there any illah with Allah? Nay, but they are a people who ascribe equals. Is not He who has made the earth as a fixed abode, and has placed rivers in His midst, and has placed firm mountains therein, and has set a barrier between the two seas? Is there any illah with Allah? Nay, but most of them know not. Is not he who responds to the distressed one when he calls on him, and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth, generations after generations? Is there any illah with Allah? Little is that you remember. Is not He who guides you in the darkness of the land and the sea, and who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings, going before His mercy? Is there any illah with Allah? High exalted is Allah above all they associate as partners. Is not He who originates creation and shall thereafter repeat it, and who provides for you from heaven and earth, is there any illah with Allah? Say, bring forth your proofs if you are truthful.
So again, teacher, Allah the Almighty in these verses of the Quran is proving to us that all the blessings are from Him, and that when we call, we can only call on Him because He is the only one who has the power to remove the evil and actually to answer our call. So again and again, sister, these are the verses of the Quran which will make your heart to realize the reality. The reality is that in this life there is only Allah, the ever-living, the all-powerful. All of us die, and the only one who is ever-living is Allah. So Allah is the only living in this life. Allah is everything. When you have Allah with you, you have everything. What is the proof? These are the proofs. Allah is the one who creates the heavens and the earth. Allah is the provider. Allah is the sustainer. Allah is the owner. Allah is the rich. Allah is everything. Okay? How can I have this meaning very clear in my spirit so that it will guide my heart to obey Him, to love Him, to be close to Him, to have Him with me? Only when I learn these facts from the verses of the Quran. The way of guidance is the verses of the Quran. Without recitation of the verses of the Quran, learning the meaning of the Quran, learning the names and attributes of Allah, you cannot be a true believer in His oneness. Impossible. In the confusion which is going on in our life, okay, the only way of guidance, the only way of having one God in your life is this book, the Holy Quran, recitation and learning the meaning of the Holy Quran. Otherwise, sisters, we are in reality totally lost. In reality, we are not true believers. We are just Muslims. Allah planned for us to be Muslims, so we are Muslims. But true believers? No, we are not true believers. You cannot be a true believer except when you recite these verses of the Quran and you keep on repeating. Whenever you look around and you feel that there is nothing going on correct in this life, how can I live my life with my values and with my manners while everything is upside down? I must return to these facts. Everything is up to Allah. Allah commanded us to have manners and values. Allah is all-powerful. I will follow the rules of Allah. Allah will take care of me because Allah is the one who can do everything. And none of those human beings can do anything. They cannot do anything. Okay? But this belief, to be very clear and to be very strong in your spirit, okay, you must all the time recite these verses of the Quran. And actually these 6 or 7 verses of the Quran, I personally always recite and recite whenever I look around and I feel that, you know, everything is upside down in reality in our worldly life. Now, sisters, we will recite some verses of the Quran which are very important for us regarding the name Allah, that the name Allah refers to the absolute, perfect, divine self and the most beautiful name. We will read now from Surah number 59, verse number 23 and 24. But before reading, I want your comment about what I said now. Do you agree with me that you must return and read? Is can you be a strong believer in the oneness of Allah while you are not in a continuous communication with the Holy Quran? Can you?
No.
Okay. Can you?
I don't know.
I mean, belief is internal. And if you have a solid relationship with Allah, I think that can continue. I mean, if you know in the Quran, then are people who don't have a book not true believers? You know, what about people who don't have a Quran, or they lose their Quran or something? Are they suddenly not true believers?
Without the Quran, this is from experience, you know, in life. Without the Quran, you cannot
maintain your belief in the oneness of Allah. If you live your life without the Quran, so what will be the source of guidance in your life?
Prayer?
No. In prayer, what is the prayer? Prayer is Allahu Akbar, Surah Al-Fatiha, and that's it.
Well,
prayer is a call on Allah.
It is.
And the connection.
Communication with Allah.
Communication,
itself.
Yes. But
it
what
doesn't have to be simply recitation. It can be your own words to Allah. It's a conversation.
Yes, I agree with you. But suppose you have a big disaster in your life and you are confused and everyone is telling you, this is Allah, He is not helping you. This is Allah and your condition, you are a true believer and your condition is going down every day. What is the meaning of being a true believer in the oneness of Allah? What benefits you get from your belief? How you will answer them? And how you will keep your belief in the best shape in spite of the fact that every day you have a bigger problem?
Well, because Allah is all-merciful and all-knowing, He can give you His message other ways if He wants to. That's why I say that if you have a disaster and you don't have a Quran, then yeah, you can still maintain your belief in the oneness of Allah. I mean, people have big tragedies with the weather, and it destroys, you know, so many things for weeks or not, and they can still maintain there.
Yes, but you know, Sister Shukriya, I want to tell you one thing. How you are sure that the people whom they have great trials in their life are still maintaining the best relation with Allah? How you are sure of this?
I can't be sure.
You cannot be sure. So I tell you one thing, you know, from what Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, it says, you know, when the people are in disaster, they always remember Allah. And when Allah will make an end for that disaster and then everything is all right, they always forget Him. You know, this is one of the facts which you learn from the Quran. So when you learn that fact from the Quran, you always remind yourself, I don't want to forget Allah when I am living, you know, good condition, when I am not in distress, when I am not in trial. How I learn this fact? I learn it from the Holy Quran. But I want to tell you one thing, you know, from my relation with the Quran, from my life, from my experience. You cannot keep a good relation with Allah, a good communication with Allah, a good bond with Allah in this difficult test of the worldly life if you are not close to the Quran as you can. You know, as you can. For example, Allah the Almighty is planning for us to have this meeting. Okay? This meeting actually, you know, is a blessing from Allah, not only for you, but also for me. You know, because I am reciting the Quran and I am learning its meaning in English, this is also a blessing for me. Okay? When you come close to the Quran, you feel that Allah is talking to you. I need Him to talk to me. I need Him to teach me. So how I can keep a good belief in Him if He is not talking to me all the time, for example.
Can I put a limit on Him like that? Like a limit, like He can only talk to me through the book?
It's like a daily reminder. Whereas, let's say, if you have a Quran and you just have your belief, where would you go back to get information or to have answers, you know, questions answered or something of that nature? You have it in the Quran. Let's say you didn't have a Quran and you have a question about something, you have a strong relationship with Allah. But let's say something did happen and you needed to go somewhere to get that answer. Where would you go?
I think that's a different topic than maintaining a strong belief in the oneness of Allah.
But if you have that strong belief, you know that you have to go to the Quran. Like, if you have that relationship, you know that the answer somewhere is in the Quran. Like, you can go back and read and you'll remember, oh, yes, okay, this is what happens or this is what I do and so forth and so forth. Like, the answers, this is like a key book, our answer guide of life, because any issues that we have or go through, it's in here.
Mm-hmm.
Before it even happens, it's already in here telling you what to do and how to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Versus if you didn't have somewhere to go to get that reminder, you know, what would you do?
I still feel like that's putting a limit on what Allah's capability is for getting a message to me.
You say limit as in
the only source is.
No, I want you to report that.
No,
you, it said, how you will know Allah if you don't have a connection with the Quran. Now we learn, inshallah, about the 99 names of Allah from the Holy Quran. You will recite a lot of Quran, okay, to know the attributes and the names of Allah. If we don't recite these verses of the Quran, and someone will ask you, who is your God? Why you believe in Him? Okay, what will be your answer? What you will say, my heart feels the Allah? No, this is not the answer. I want proof when you say He is the most powerful, He is the Almighty, He is the exalted, He is the, the most forgiving, He is the most merciful. You know, the 99 names, and you say it with the details and the meaning from the verses of the Quran, as we learned today, you know, you will have, a lot of knowledge about Allah the Almighty. This is the importance of the Quran. This is number one. I am not discussing about, sisters, why you must have the Quran in your life. But again and again, you cannot connect with Allah correctly all the time, except when you have connection with the Quran. For example, when you have your period, okay? When you have the period for 6 or 7 days, what is your feeling during your period? We are always upset, nervous, not in a good mood, correct or not?
You are never, we can still make dua and make dhikr, right?
Yes, but still, yes, you can do dua and dhikr. Yeah. And actually, if you are reciting the Quran...
A lot of people forget. They think that when they're on their period, they can't do anything.
No, you can. You can do dua.
You can even read the Quran if you touch it with a pen.
Yes,
go through it with a pen.
Well, this type of Quran you can read.
You can read the translation.
But still... During your period, you don't have some distress or...
Sometimes it changes.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, O Allah, Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.